Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. A real Cliff Central. WOC. A real Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Central, WOC, WOC, O'Neal on P Central, WOC, WOC, O'Neal on Cliff Central. Listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
From looking at the scene through the keyhole, we now inside it. Yeah, we came up and took your dames up to our apartment. We foot the bill and then some, no beep, but the style is flawless. If money talks in your bank account, took a vow of silence. We young or we wild, and look what we piling, tens and hundreds of thousands. Next thing we going for Satika Tika, no chilling, we never retiring. Well, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit. Or maybe if you knew how real this is, you could finally suck it up and just deal with it. And go with the trends, top of a selfie, we posing again. It's 9 p.m., now we going to 10. Oh, no, we ain't even close to the end. Toast to my wine, I toast to my gang. Toast to the owner, toast to the friends. Toast to the atmosphere, we in, coming out, throwing on out of it.
We in here, got what I want for that. Don't feel I want it, so lose our order. We turn up all weekend from Friday to Sunday. Y'all tell us outside it, you don't understand.
It went,
La Pascola, Cuba Cola, Roma Cole, Bulandini, Wuzon Dola. La Pascola, Cuba Cola, Roma Cole, Bulandini.
It went.
La Pascola, boom, Landini, who's on Tola.
Yeah. And I don't understand what the song is saying. All I know is I love this record that's playing. I'm in the club on my face, in my palms, I'm wasted. I've been toasting all night, let my Kenya Kakasi, cause we made it. Can you blame us? Yeah, we ain't even reached our summit. Shots all around keep coming. Outside we be sinking the stomach. You know what? We ain't never gonna learn from it. See, it's members only at the venue. We got a whole lot of bad chicks on the menu. It's almost 5 a.m. We still here. My caller trying to shut us down, but we continue. And I will buy la rabo paca. I already told you these vatos loco. Y'all chala skin saca sa pop up. You don't like what you see, crop the photo. But that's my clique, my family. I'm turning up on my salary. I burn it up like it's calories, cause I earn enough. It don't matter to me.
We in here. Got what I want for that. Don't feel I want it, so lose our order. We turn up all weekend from Friday to Sunday. Y'all try to look outside it, you don't know this part.
La Pascola, Cuba Cola, Roma Cole, Bulandini, Wuzon Dola. La Pascola, Cuba Cola, Roma Cole, Bulandini.
It went.
La Pascola, boom, Landini, who's on Tola.
It went.
La Pascola, boom, Landini, who's on
Club.
Spawn.
Club.
Spawn.
Club.
Spawn.
Club, club, club.
It went.
La Pascola. Cuba Cola. Roma Cole, boom, Landini, who's on Tola. La Pascola, Cuba Cola. Roma Cole, boom, Landini.
It went.
La Pascola, boom, Landini, who's on Tola.
It went.
La Pascola, boom, Landini, who's on
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum. O'Neal. With the hottest exclusive. Amazing. Worldwide.
I know we hooked up a week ago. Girl.
Ladies love. O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time. get in love with you. You get it in no lie. You get it in no lie.
No lie.
Calling a wolf pretty. Calling a wolf pretty. Baby, you're my everything I ever wanted. Everything I ever wanted in a woman. Beautiful lips down to the hips. Rain on a million, million, million. Put now when I wait. Put now when I wait. And she's a yo yam. It's a yellow when I wait. Baby, send a circle line. It's a color. Pa, pa, da, da, dum, dum, pa. I know we hooked up a week ago, girl. But your love all already. Chelo malumele skated. Because I'm stupidly in love with you. I know we hooked up a week ago, girl. But your love all already. Chelo malumele skated. Because I'm stupidly in love with you.
Hey, my brothers think that I'm stupid. But I don't care, let's just do it. But please tell them I ain't lying though. And please tell them that I'm trying though. Trying not to be crazy. But with you, it's not easy. I know we started about a week ago. But I already found a school where our kids can go. And then I saw your wedding dress at the shopping mall.
But pause, rewind the fast forward. But pause, rewind the fast forward. I don't wanna scare you and sound too foreign. Language of love and it sounded too foreign. I'm learning myself. Can you teach me to be fluent?
I know we hooked up a week ago, girl.
But your love all already. Chelo malumele skated. Because I'm stupidly in love with you.
I know we hooked up a week ago, girl.
But your love all already. Chelo malumele skated. Because I'm stupidly in love with you.
Bala bala, don't be my bambi son. Cause I'm it, don't look no further. I'm the one, it won't get no better. Now let's go.
In love with you.
It's actually one of the biggest songs out at the moment. Aeon Wolf, the song was called About a Week Ago. I kicked off the show with a song called Skona, a song by an artist called Mello, who comes from Botswana. Hanging out with my boy Junior. How you doing, Junior?
I'm getting you, man.
Yeah, man. How come I can't feel you? Where are your keys?
Guy.
Okay, anyway, you good?
Oh, man. Proper, man. Proper.
Are you full? You've been eating your face off. Like, I have never seen anything like that.
Damn. Like, I'm stuffed, man.
Okay, so the show is going to be mind-blowing.
Yeah,
we've got some
hectic
artists lined up for you. In fact, let's do this.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com. Lady Love, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
All right, a bit of nostalgia for you. On the flip side of this, you find out who my first guest is. Welcome to it. It's 00C.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're hanging out with KB in the studio, and I'm sure you can tell from those pipes. For some reason, she chose to go for like the highest notes. I think those are the highest notes we've heard on this show.
Hey, dude!
Like, yo,
what? The song live. That's how I sing it.
What a show off you are! You're such a show off. Well, we don't feed them for nothing. By the way, I just want to point out that we had pizza. We used to have pizza here. KB came. She annihilated that pizza.
I can imagine.
And the dessert. And hey, where's my tea?
goodness. But how do you maintain such a shape when you eat the way you do?
I think Emily was one. Like crazy people ever wanted to. I can't say, I don't know.
Anyway, welcome to the show. I don't know if you're here for us to discuss your eating habits or what you've been up to, but I'll tell you what. So at some point, I guess we'll have to talk about your kitchen and what you do in your kitchen.
Okay.
So anyway, welcome to the show. We just played one of your... How long ago was this when this song came out?
This was 2003.
2003.
Yes.
Take me through the creative process working on that particular song. And the title, the first thing that got my attention at the time, I remember it was actually the title itself.
Rock Le Fancy. I like playing around with words. I like playing around with languages. And that's why in the intro, I'm saying things like Kafunga Donea, Barto Mondo. When people are listening to my song, even if they don't hear the rest of it, but some parts of it, they must be able to hear their own language, and just so that they feel that I'm also including them. But Rock Le Fancy was actually written when I wrote my first album, Beautiful Vibrations.
Yeah.
And we just decided to leave it out for some reason and have it in the next, you know, on the next album. And I think it's one of my biggest songs. You know, I mean, as an artist, you're very lucky to have a song that people, every time they hear it, no matter after how many years, by Rata, and they just sing along. And it's nice because it's got that yeah. So when you're
it influences.
Venue.
I always believe an artist's legacy lies heavily on the ability to influence language. When people can use, you know, a title to a song as part of that daily language, I think there's nothing bigger than that.
Yeah.
So who did you work with on this particular song?
I worked with Terry Pinana, I worked with Mike Manisana. They were with Mama Dance Studios Go Cape Town at the time, which is where I recorded my first two albums. And it was crazy because I had just gone through, you know, TUT doing musical theater. I'd just done African Footprint. And, you know, now and throughout all of this, I was basically doing what I'm told to do in terms of singing and so on. So it was the first time that I had to write songs like fresh, you know, create a song. And I think what I feel in these songs every time I listen to them is that raw emotion, that raw excitement of writing a song for the first time and discovering your voice, also discovering what you can do with the lyrics.
Nice one. If you just join us now, we're hanging out with KB, and we're going to get into some heavy freestyling on the show. So.
Still, I thought I was done.
Oh, no. That wasn't even half of it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that's coming up on the show.
Ladies love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Radio Central, WOC, WOC, O'Neal on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC, O'Neal on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC, you're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC,
yeah, baby.
Kita gira kanzira yame iutwile tebuwile fela izoenza ngendlela yam, cause everybody knows something but nobody knows everything. You do it your way and that is all. I'm gonna do it my way, cause I believe that my way is alright.
many things to try, so many reasons why. Imbafela na kitalika, wite mukhela tila ya me. A journey that is mine, no mine. Cause everybody knows something, but no.
Follow your own dreams. So tap the pedal, ya khaku, zila ya khaku. With the work, got the pedal, la khaku. The pedal, tapa to the khaku, chara mo. Can I look baba le body like you khutsi le gale bante la chest for a net khora. Put my best one to this. Recognize real when I pay my love to heal. I said you fast to feel. Kikolo la mo convoy nyari buo po mighty khote barera chapa. Kwale kulo masilo. Rula mo ba shime le sei porata fa le poka la kuntira kinsa di tira like omo fa poka do away with rest like pepin fa luma ya me kere tsela suta kya tro.
Kamu kofu linkate, giba kubwa tepa ya jo. Kora se empty but still panate, panate jo manate twa. Kamu kofu linkate, giba kubwa tepa ya jo manate. Kora se empty but still manate, manate jo manate twa. Skara sawa senya, just let it get up in ya. Wautlwa ya upenya, ingari you and her the whole thing. Skara sawa esinya, just let it get up in ya. Wautlwa ya upenya, twinya niki the whole thing. It's alright, I believe it, I believe it, I believe that my way is alright. I believe that my way is alright. Ooh, I'm gonna do it my way, my way.
You should call this the cliffhanger.
It's on now.
Yeah.
Listen, I had to warn KB. I told her she's going to sing today.
It's not a warning when you tell me on the spot. It's
not a well, that's probably because you haven't even started singing. You know, we're getting there. Nice one though. Like I like what you did there. Obviously, a few references from your homeboys. Tell me about your journey. Your music journey from Mahikeng to here.
Okay. Actually, my music journey started when I was like a baby, because Kohai, they played classical music every Sunday. We listened to Handel, and sometimes they'd play like the Beatles, you know. So we had that kind of weird kind of background when it comes to music. My parents are into choral music. And when I got to Mafikeng, I was invited to sing with a group, and then at the rehearsal, Crowded Crew was there. Aldrin was there. So he said, look, you know, would you like to audition to be part of Crowded Crew?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met Crowded Crew, learning to sing hooks and so on. And then from there, I did singing competitions. Then I went to UT when I finished school, where I did musical theatre. And with musical theatre, you get trained in singing and acting and dancing. So I did tap dancing, I did jazz, I did ballet, did African dance. And then I have a little bit of Latin American background as well in ballroom. And then vocally, I had to do like a bit of opera training. And then, yeah, my next, I think, big thing musically was singing, being the lead singer on African Footprint.
Yeah.
And then, you know, ending up with my debut album, Beautiful Vibrations, which also just came out of freestyling and somebody saying, yeah, I think you can sing. Do you want to try something, you know? And since then, it's just been very interesting how, you know, you put something together, you hear a track, you hear music, it inspires something, you put it on a disc and people just love it.
And then there's obviously the acting. Mm. You're with the Rhythm City for seven years. And usually what happens is, whether you're good at the two, it does not matter. People decide to consume the other one better than they do. Yeah, and I don't know, how was that dynamic for you?
Well, you know, I did Rhythm City. For me, it came at the right time for me, because I'd been doing music for a while and I felt like, you know, I don't know what else to do. Like, I felt like you could put good music out there, but you couldn't perform it the way you felt it or the way you understood it. It being very difficult to get people to do a stage show with you and so on, when I talk about sponsors or finding capital to do those things. And with my stage experience, most of my songs were written for stage. Yeah. Like I wrote the song so that I could perform them a certain way. So just that frustration, Rhythm City came along and it was just at the right time. I thought, okay, let me just take some time out and do this. But at the back of my head, I thought I'd still be able to do both.
Yeah.
But you know, with a soapy, you can't, because firstly, your look belongs to the show. So you can't just wake up one day and change the color of your nails, or, you know, it's not that kind of thing. And doing that for 7 years, and I joined Rhythm City just after my child was born. So it was like my life changed all at once. But at the same time, I enjoyed the fact that I love being part of something new, because you kind of influence the direction it's going to take.
Yeah.
I love my character. She's insane. I still don't understand that till today. And, you know, it was a great journey. And when I was there, I missed the music. I wanted to go there and still do more shows. And so got 2012, I did an album called Run Free, The Evolution, which didn't get that much exposure.
Yeah.
And that just broke the camel's back for me when it came to music. I just felt like, you know, there's no support, there's nothing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to quit singing. And I said to my publisher, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. And he said, look, you're a songwriter, why don't you try some songwriting? So he connects me with guys in Sweden, in Norway. He said, if you can get to Norway and Sweden, you know, you could end up writing songs with these guys.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Nice.
You know, yeah.
So. Right. If you just joined us, hanging out with Junior, we're also with KB in the studio, who's sharing her journey with us. She's going to continue doing so on the flip side of this. Don't move.
Ladies love. Oh, yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Ice cream. Yo, what's a dame to a heroine? Mind outblown, be cray on that wrestling, imagine that. Says twerk, I got my bare shoe, pussy chemistry flow, pits where you may have chill. I find in your lava, I'm one and kind of song, you can talk on that rhyme. I'm going all out, you can't tell in your papa, we wonder every day, I'm not snagging no power. Then we come through something, female pop, got my suit, not my luncheon. Never been to a club. ithande ukudla kwam. You find me cooking rhymes in the kitchen. Through type of vibe, you don't know what you missing. Hey, abontanga nabo steam. Eating jelly ice cream. Abontanga nabo puti nabo steam. Eating jelly ice cream. Abontanga nabo puti nabo steam. But it hurts me, it's a quarter ye, but it hurts me, it's a quarter ye, but it hurts me, it's a quarter ye. This is the ice cream.
What's a good girl tend to say, Aka? Lesaka rules everything around me, now Saka. Use a down ass, meet me late at the upper. Boom, di twang, moon, some badoo. I'm in the mood for that carbon, they savvy, and they chibi, duty, but two. Quelle colle patine, run me your papa pop, that's a look on my fatigue. Now me, it's about to be hella deep. My balance, my D stars to swell up with you. Start to develop my cool glow, unusual. They don't need me, scout Ella, the feeling is mutual. Sato, ka, sato, to Mella, Mella, Mella. Ayy, omiti, get the umbrella. Ayy, since you met me, life's been better. Ayy,
abontanga nabo puti nabo scheme. Abontanga nabo puti nabo scheme. But it hurts me, it's a quarter ye. But it hurts me, it's a quarter ye. But it hurts me, it's a quarter ye. This is only ice cream. We gonna hijack the ice cream truck. Sprinkle hundreds on the top for a little bit of luck. Chocolate for the style, real kick in. Got vanilla for the flow of a spillin'. V360, I'm real pimpin'. Move over, you hidin', I find you and milk it. They couldn't stunt if their boy was Houdini. Waiting for a blowout, right boy, it's me. Kane, Scorpio, Kofi, Speaky, Lost, Mood, Baito, Tong. VHI is me, man, Horn, Hunt, Four, Blue, Mace, Your Rasses, Lilo, Chromic, VHI, no. These feel man, Gigi, though. Now you scream ice cream, now that's enticing. You sing the same song as that Mike Boy Tyson. Bite and see that you ain't never been writing. Bubbles and passions, but you ain't never been spicy. Abontanga nabo puti nabo scheme.
Her name is Gigi LeMaine. We've also had the pleasure of hanging out with her in the studio. She came in here, killed a freestyle. She's yet to come back with a jingle for us. I'm still waiting on her. So if anybody sees her, in fact, if you're following Gigi LeMaine on social media, bombard her with tweets right now and tell her that we're waiting. The same way Drake was waiting on Meek Mill, that's how much we're waiting on her to actually make a comeback. All right, we're still hanging out with the lovely KB in the studio, and her journey is, I think I'm inspired listening to you. I mean, so much that you've done, and you've gone through so much, and I like the human being behind you, because at some point, it looks like you wanted to quit music, which is a part of who you are, a big part of who you are, but you had a support structure around you that said, look, there's another way. You don't necessarily have to quit.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's you becoming a mother. Tell me about that journey.
That's been probably the most exciting journey of my life.
Mm-hmm.
My little man is 8, going on 40. He's like everything. He's my everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're very close. We talk about a lot of stuff, and it's very interesting to just watch him grow into this person. And, you know, he has his own things that he likes. Like, he'll say, "Mommy, I want to play drums. Please get me a drum kit." I get the drum kit. He learns to play, and then it's done. Then he says, "Mommy, I want to learn this." And every time he's learning something new, and it's sort of become my role model, because I'm I'll do stuff, I'll do it one day. But he's become the person I think about him, and I think I actually want to grow like that all the time, where I'm not afraid to try things out and learn new things. So now he's teaching me to ice skate. I'm bruised because I fell. We started last week. You know, but I'm having a great time with him. Sometimes, even with my music, I play my songs and I say, "Boy, what do you think?" And he says, "Yeah, I think I kind of like that one, mama. I think that one is nice." But I trust him because he's very honest. He tunes me. One time I took him to Crash Tikenze, some fluffy boots. I thought I was stunned. I thought I was nice. Goes to Crash, spends the whole day, comes back and says, "Mommy, next time you take me to school, don't wear funny clothes."
Wow.
I don't know what that meant. And I thought to myself, this child has been thinking about this the whole day.
Yeah, you traumatized the child. Like,
I don't know what funny
throughout the day.
Is.
Like,
Nicholas Mati, you know?
Okay, what's his name?
Paala.
Paala?
Paala Tibani Mutsilanyani.
Okay. That's our first challenge.
What's the
for
challenge?
The day.
Oh my God.
Yes. So your challenge, your first challenge, KB, is to sing a song to Pala. Assuming Pala is listening to you right now, you're going to sing a song to him.
Okay.
And make it believable. We have to believe it. Gina is going to play keys. The challenge part of the song
oh
is that
God.
Gina chooses the keys and he plays the keys. And you have to make whatever melody work over what Gina is playing.
Okay.
Okay.
Kitla go belega mana ke u ke go gore se ka lerato ke go rote ka bo pelo ei palana palana Ulisea na lame, palana, upalana, ulisea na lame. You are my world, you are my sun, you are the air. For my everything, Palana, 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 Ulisiana, love me. Palana, ooh, Palana, Ulisiana, love me. I never thought I could do that.
Yeah, that's what we do. She's still gonna do more.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
To wipe the sadness off your face. This crazy life has taken a toll on me and you. And now you think maybe we'll never make it through. As long as we're in this together, you and I, we got all eternity to figure something out. Show me here all the way, don't let nobody get us down, 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 down.
I think it's official. We've got a hit on our hands. Beautiful song, KB.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
And you leapt to your feet. I think
I
people
know.
In fact, I'm gonna post this on Instagram later on, because you just leapt to your feet and started dancing.
Oh, like, I love this song.
It's
so
a beautiful
much.
Song. Tell me about it. Like, who did you work with?
Oh my gosh. This song was recorded in Stockholm, Sweden.
Yeah.
And it's that trip I told you about where I just got on the plane and I went to this country I've never been to before. It was cold, I was nervous, I didn't know what I was gonna find.
Yeah.
And we had been to Norway for like 5 days working on some music, so I was depleted, I was tired. And then I walked into this studio called The Kennel in Stockholm in Sweden. And the first thing they said, look, we listened to your stuff, but you know, we're just gonna play you what we worked on based on what we heard. And when I heard the intro to this song, I just got so excited. And every time I hear the song, I feel exactly the same way as the first time I heard it. And you know, I'm looking forward to releasing it. And this is just sampling, right? Like, you guys, it's not even done.
Nice,
so,
man.
But I'm so excited to just have my friends listen, because people have been saying, where's your music?
Yeah.
We can't wait, you know. But we're working on something really special. I've done 13 songs so far between the Norway studio and the two studios in Sweden.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait for my fans to hear what I've done musically. And those guys, they just demand you to sing. They like, just sing. And if the key is too low, they don't want it. You must be high, you must be pushing, you must be expressing yourself, you know. And the songs make me so, I mean, it was done in 2012.
Now, there's obviously the marketing side of doing things. I mean, a song that makes you feel the way you do. You obviously have huge plans.
I do.
Around the marketing and just getting it out there. What's in your head right now?
The main thing for me is I've done the major record company thing for a while, and like a lot of artists, you know, I wasn't quite satisfied with how my work was handled, and I think that there's a time and place working with a major company, but I think I'm at a stage now where I want to do this independently, and that's why it's been taking so long. I actually want to do it right. So the main thing for me is being on stage, because I felt that with my previous albums, my people hear me, they hear the song, but they never actually get to see me translate the song to them, you know, the way I feel it and the way I understood it. So that's the main thing for me, just being on stage, performing, doing as many shows as possible.
Acting, are you going to do anything?
For now, if I act, it will be like a feature here and there. I missed my music. And like you said earlier, Jorge, you know, I tried to quit music, but I couldn't, you know.
It's who you are. It's what you do. It's
it
not,
is,
yeah.
You know, so for now, acting will be maybe just here and there, but not so much.
Okay, we're still chilling with KB. Vanessa, you want to come and explain yourself? We usually do this.
What is she doing?
When she books artists and they pull out last minute, we bring her in so she can handle the dirty work.
Shame, girls.
Please come do your dirty work. What happened to the rest of the artists?
Hello.
And by the way, congratulations to Vanessa.
Can she sing it, please? Because I've been forced to sing. Can she sing the excuse?
Yeah, I think she should.
Possibly.
The reason why I'm behind that window
yes.
is because I can't sing. I can't even hold a note. Like, I'm terrible.
No, it's fine. Just explain to my listener what happened.
So, we've been trying to get Vusi Nova for the past few weeks. He's working on a project with this new upcoming guy called Nati. And they were supposed to come through and...
Okay, can you skip the annoying stuff and tell me, where is he?
Apparently, he's in Bloemfontein something.
Is it his first time in Bloemfontein? Because it's... How many hours is it? It's an hour's drive. If you're driving the right car.
You know, sometimes, O'Neill, I don't blame the artist. I just think sometimes a little bit of a side note, and it's a disclaimer. And I just like to say to Motherland, you guys are very, very, very unreliable.
Oh, okay.
I'm just putting it out there.
Okay, okay.
So in future, we might just not work with you guys.
Okay, just cool. So there you have. But let's just putting your foot down now. And by the way, congratulations. 2 hours... as of next
week.
So yeah,
so
she's
more
gonna,
live performances, bands,
you know what I'm
all
saying
the works.
And yeah, so she's gonna be sleeping here because she's gonna work. Thanks a lot, Vanessa. Let's just chat to Junior for a bit. How you doing, Junior?
Oh man, so happy, man.
what makes for a great artist, Junior, when you're on the show here playing, And people need to understand that a lot of the time you haven't met these artists before. In fact, about 99% of the time you haven't met these artists before.
Yeah.
And we put you on the spot along with the artist. And artists don't get that. We actually put you on the spot as well, because you have to adjust to what it is that they're offering you. According to you, what makes a great artist, given the artist you've already played for?
What makes a great artist for me? If
I know if it's a woman, it's ass for you. But outside of that, yeah.
Can we just stop talking beyond, about girls?
Beyond ass. Beyond ass, Junior.
Try and think beyond ass.
No. I know it's hard.
Oh, my word, O'Neal. Putting me on the spot.
You see, now look what came with. He's not going to focus.
I'm focused, man.
Right now. Okay.
Yeah, man, for me, a good musician, for me, if they're able to, you know, just deliver to their audience.
Yeah.
And are able to get to a target market.
Okay.
Yeah, and to satisfy, you know, the consumers and the target markets.
Why you gotta go so deep on me, like consumers?
But,
like,
yeah, yeah, fuck? But that's what it is, man.
Okay,
you know?
Junior, we get it. He's deep. that's just Junior for you. That's just Junior for you. We'll continue with the show, man. We're hanging out with KB. KB, where are you right now in terms of your life, both as a professional artist, as an actress, and just in your private space? Where are you?
It's very interesting. I'm finding myself. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm finding myself. I mean, my career started off so well, and I think I'm blessed in so many ways. And right now, it's more about, I call it the home run. It's like, now with everything that I know and the experiences that I've had and where I am now, moving forward, I want to take more ownership of my life.
Yeah.
Be it my career, being it, you know, it's like, for example, when you're a new mom, okay, my son is 8 years old, but when you're a new mom, there's kind of that thing of you needing to balance and kind of thinking you can get and you're always out the house. And my thing is about looking at all aspects of my life and making them work in harmony with each other.
Yeah.
So I hang out with my son a lot. We talk, I make time. When I'm home, we spoke about my kitchen earlier, I actually bake. So his birthday, my birthday.
With the way you eat, you better bake your own food.
Bake awesome cakes. I do. He does as well. He loves to help me. So it's just about, I'm just about plugging into myself more.
Nice.
What I want and achieving it. And because I've realized that, you know, with the kind of work that we do, it's very easy. I mean, we get a lot of love, but it's very easy for it to just sort of get you out of the path that you wanted to go. And even if it's a good thing, it's more about other people than yourself. So for me right now, it's just about plugging into myself, having fun while I do it. Because I've also been, I tend to become very anxious about doing things right. And, you know, I mean, even this, just playing this song here today is like a big thing for me. I feel so rebellious because my publisher doesn't know that I'm just playing.
Listen, but it's a good thing that we're doing this.
So I'm having a great time. Really.
So, by the way, everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast. So, please, if you know her management,
then you're going to say you want
tell me. Them, or just share the link with her management so they know what she's been getting up to. Before we put her through her final challenge. This is what we do around here. We try and...
There's a thing before the challenge?
No, don't worry. The challenge is the thing.
It's the thing. Oh,
so don't worry. Just you just get yourself ready to sing. But I just wanted to quickly just introduce my brothers. They're here. They just joined us in the studio. By the way, they're live from Tanzania.
Yeah.
They're here for the NBA game. I just want them to shout out. Even if you can do it in Swahili, it's okay.
Yo, it's your boy, the Transform Master, DJ Diomi from Tanzania, 255.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see you, my brother.
What's up, dog?
I'm
How
fine.
You doing?
I'm fine.
Is it your first time in Joburg?
Yeah, it's my first time in Joburg.
And you're going back on Sunday?
On Sunday.
Why? Sorry.
He has to go back to work. Oh, she wants to hang out with you, by the way. So, yeah. She bakes cake.
Maybe I will come.
All sorts of cake.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you bake all of it or some of it is not baked?
Okay. I'm going to have my
okay.
Work.
You see, you don't do that with me because then I lose my train of thought. So, tell me something, dog. What are you playing? I know one of the baddest DJs from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, by the way. Diomi. Where are you playing tonight?
I'm playing at Taboo.
You're playing Taboo tonight?
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, you're just hanging out?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You'll also be at the game, at the NBA game. I'm actually going to see you there as well.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out. Any more shout outs you want to give out?
I give shout out to my team, Tanzanian team, Clouds FM, TZ, Clouds TV, Clouds Digital, whatever.
Yeah, shout out to you, man. Big up yourself. We're going to catch up with you just now. Take a sit there.
Yeah, thank you.
KB is going to sing for us in just a little bit and right through to the end of this the show. So I'm still coming up with the challenge in my head.
So there is a thing for
Ladies Love. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Started from bottom, was rolling around in that Tokyo the bucket. The summer is ours, I'm hungry for power, Gaddafi, Gaddafi. You turn on the tube and all that you see is Versace, Versace. You go to my school, they can't tell you shit by Kristani, Kristani. This ain't the land of the free, no propaganda machine. Hand up my flag on the screen, then light a candle for deep. Then light a candle for deep, okay? Smoking the jets, smoking the jets. Smoking the black cigarettes, taking it straight to the head. Trick and select, this is the sweetest revenge.
Good, stick it in, chin, chin and my gang. Good, good, run juice.
I'm holding the crown, my soldiers around, so throwing the towel. We come through the kitchen with owner's permission to roll over loud. My flow is so hazardous, find like a ticket, nobody handle this. I annihilated all my competition, so there's no further challenges. Look, going against the authority, no one is totally blasphemous. In the city we're having no morality, it's totally fabulous. What's going on with these amateurs over the internet posting some messages? Next thing you know, your career is over. Gonna over some characters. It's the juxtaposition of choosing stupidity over intelligence. Domazano, she should be sang and you know fans and you're hoping for happiness. Same type of nickname, loose bag, it's crucial. No botan beaches, they know tembe, umundu. They laugh in your face while they playing and shoot you. Bafunanju, kuku, de la makukum. So bang bang on left and bang bang on right. Man, I dare for I will hurt you. We out here living the hardest gone life. Yeah, we in that power circle. See, all I ever wanted was a peace of mind. To speak my mind, to speak some mind. Yeah, I ain't even reached my prime. Sazo wins a piece of blind. Thinking Sazo wins a piece of blind. I don't mean I'm in simple design. Yeah, redefine. Just read between the lines. And when the sparks fly, hope you can see the grind. See the grind, yeah.
Good. Stick it in. Chin. Chin and my gang. Good. Good. Run juicy. Good. Stick it in. Chin. Chin and my gang. Good. Good. Run juicy.
I'm something like Haile Selassie. Beautiful women in Jassy. God speak to my competition. But whatever your palm reads, I'm on a mission like formalists. So they politician and hot seat. Up with the gods, top of the charts. Name a level I can't read. Better check credentials, better check protect the temple. Do you want progress or you want Rolex? Better make mine presidential, influential. More gold bar, no role model. This whole model is up, up and we all follow. No goof gate, no match shape, just prime shape like Cobra. Bank notes falling, no foreign, no problem. Medieval faces in briefcases like Sim Dot. Say Alpha.
Good, stick it in, chin, chin and my gang. Good, good, run juicy. Good, stick it in, chin, chin and my gang. Good, good, run juicy. Run juicy. Run juicy.
The crown, my soldiers surround, so throw in the towel. We come through the kitchen with owner's permission to follow the line.
Radio has never been
Central.
Radio has never been
Ladies
love. Original. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Baby, are you ready for your freestyle?
No.
Listen, where you come from, some of the baddest rappers are from there, and you've hung out with them. So I've got a beat for you behind me. All you have to do is, by the way, this is not that challenge I was telling you about. That's still coming. This is a completely different challenge. Yeah. So you just lay some vocals over this, and then we'll get to the challenge.
Why you gotta put me on the spot? You know it's not hot. Why you gotta be that way? I'm just gonna get up and step on out of here. Just gonna walk away. Just gonna walk away. Walk away. Gonna walk away from your madness so near. Oh, yeah.
All right, cool.
Oh, man.
O'Neal. With a hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Okay, Junior. Are you ready?
Oh, wow.
Okay, let's go. Here's the challenge.
The
challenge is, real quick, by the way, I ate all the pizza. Let's go. By the way, remember, everything will be available as a podcast in about 30 minutes. You can download it as many times as you want.
This is so unfair.
Yes. And you can share links to KB humiliating yourself on radio. So yeah, here's the song that she is putting together for us last minute. It's called I Ate All the Pizza. I'm out of here for myself and Gina. We'll catch you again next week, Friday. Remember, next week, Friday, we're going on for 2 hours going forward. So it's going to be insane.
I ate all the pizza. I stepped out of the building, yo. Everybody was having lunch. No, hang on. It was brunch. I had too much to eat, yo. Sat on the couch by myself, thinking, what we gonna talk about? What's O'Neal all about? But Lisa stepped up to me, said, KB, would you like some tea? I said, I think I'll have some Irish coffee. But she gave me rooibos anyway. And ice cream and pizza and water. I ate all the pizza, yo, and I ate all the pizza, yo.
Yes, you did.
Washed it down with some rooibos tea, and now I'm having water. I ate all the pizza, yo. I ate all the pizza, yo. And I washed it down with rooibos. I'm having water, and I say, sour, sour, sour. It's okay. Shout out to Tanzania. I say, sour. Sour, sour, it's okay. It's been so cool hanging out. CliffCentral.com. O'Neal Africa, yo. And Junia. My name is KB. MOTSILANYANE. And I'm jumping off the cliff.
Ladies love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal on Central, WOC, WOC. O'Neal on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC. O'Neal on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC. You're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central, WOC, WOC.
Yeah, baby.